This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In just over half an hour, the government will let us know how many more people were hired last month. Forecasts suggest 190,000 more people were on the payroll, consistent with the steady pattern of growth we've seen. A parallel survey of households could show the unemployment rate holding steady at 3.8%, the lowest in 18 years. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, this far into an economic expansion, some segments of the labor market are still lagging.
One measure that still hasn't fully rebounded from the Great Recession is underemployment. That's people working part-time because they can't find full-time work. It's still about 20% higher than it was in the mid-2000s.
And in fact, the recovery in that measure has stalled out.
Martha Gimbel tracks employment at jobsite Indeed.com, where she says right now for job seekers,
some of the fastest growing job search terms are things like full-time, 9-to-5. Hiring immediately. Those are search terms that reflect a workforce that is still, in some parts, having trouble finding full-time work with steady hours.
Mark Goodman at CEO advisory firm Vistage says business owners are offering a variety of work options to try and attract employees.
Work from home opportunities, using temp to hire services, hiring full-time when they can.
And all of that might provide underemployed workers with more chances to land a full-time permanent job. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.